want to defend the U.S. Constitution, and we want to be able to express ourselves as we have for 7 years. At Baywalk, we've had approximately 200 protests, and according to Assistant Police Chief Luke Williams yesterday, he told everybody there, we have never blocked anybody from going to Baywalk. We have never hurt anybody at Baywalk. And we just want to continue to be able to do that because the Constitution allows for that. The assumption is that by moving us across the street, we still have free speech. But you would never say someone has freedom of religion if you told them they could only practice their faith at certain churches on certain days.
Councilman Herbert Paulson's vote last night to privatize the sidewalks broke the 4-4 tie from 2 weeks ago. Paulson says the issue was one of the hardest decisions he has ever made.
It's not an uncomplicated issue. And in fact, I said a week or so ago that this is probably the most divisive issue that's been in the city since I've been involved with the city, which has been 33 years. This is pent up a lot of emotion. And so when you are asked to make public policy and you're in a position to have to vote, you want to get input on all of your questions. You want them all answered. You want comfort that the decision that you make is the correct one and is defensible. And so I used a variety of sources over a long period of time to arrive at my decision last night. And it wasn't an easy one to make.
But Ernesto says that Paulson promised protesters more support, something that Ernesto says did not happen at yesterday's meeting.
Mr. Paulson is fully aware that the city and Baywalk's owners stood us up on two occasions last week in our attempt to have our voices heard. Additionally, at yesterday's meetings, even though the out-of-state owners from Baywalk were given free access to the podium to speak, activists had absolutely no opportunity. Mr. Paulson could have at any moment asked us to come up.
When WMNF asked Councilmember Paulson whether the sidewalk decision negatively affects free speech in Tampa Bay, Paulson was silent for 4 seconds before replying,
No, I don't. I don't. I think that protection is still there.
But Jimmy Dunson of St. Pete for Peace says that protesters reached out with the offer to halt protests for a year, but this decision forced protesters to get back on the streets.
Yes, after the first vote, as a good faith effort to be reasonable, responsible, and just to be kind, we said that we wouldn't protest for at least a year at Baywalk. And then the city council in Baywalk once again brought this issue up. We felt it was really a stab in the back.
Council member Jeff Danner voted against the motion and says that protesters' previous agreement to stop protests for 12 months weighed little when it came to the council's decision.
Well, I don't think the commitment not to protest influenced anyone's votes, really. If you listen to the meeting last night, the renovations to Baywalk won't be done till a year from now anyway. So not protesting for a year, it's going to take a year to get the patrons back and things like that. So I don't really think that was a factor in anyone's decision. I think most of the decisions were based on either your belief that it was the only way to save Baywalk or that it wasn't the right way to work with or save Baywalk.
But St. Pete for Peace's Ernesto says that protests will continue and a lawsuit is very likely.
All indicators are that this is likely against the law and is likely going to result in a lawsuit, which will result in an injunction, which means we're going to be back on the north side of the sidewalk, which is where we'll be tonight. Now we'll also be in the crosswalks. We'll also be across the street. And the idea that they're going to resolve their problem is it's a fantasy.
Glenn Catton is with the ACLU of Florida. He says this vote violates First Amendment rights.
You know, the people of St. Petersburg can't win here because their First Amendment rights have been taken away by the city council, or they're going to have to be restored through a lawsuit, which is going to cost taxpayers quite a bit of money. So either, you know, a poor decision by their representatives is going to take away some cherished rights, or it's going to cost them a lot of money. So either way, the people of St. Petersburg lose.
Has struggled financially for years and has been a centerpiece of controversy for downtown St. Petersburg. St. Pete for Peace's Dunson says with Baywalk's increased privatization, they've crossed the line. With a vote for Baywalk's increased privatization, St. Pete for Peace's Dunson says the St. Petersburg City Council has crossed the line.
First of all, schools are being privatized. Hospitals, wards, and jails are all being privatized. The water that comes from our aquifers and streams is being wrapped up in plastic and sold back to us. Old growth forests are being cut, mountains are being blown to pieces. Even life itself can now be owned by some company. The commons, what has from time immemorial from forever ago, what has been shared by us all is being stolen in the name of business, in the name of money. And so this is where we draw the line. These are our lives, these are our rights, and this is our future. This world is our home and not their property.